The push to protect almost 300,000 acres in central Idaho has picked up steam in the last few weeks. A bill that would designate the Boulder White Cloud Mountains a wilderness area is in front of the U.S. Senate this week, and if it passes, will be on President Obama's desk next. If it's signed into law, there's one recreation group in Idaho that would be left out in the cold. Frankie Barnhill reports.
Brett Stevenson is on the board of the Wood River Bicycle Coalition. The mountain biker and environmentalist says the Boulder White Clouds offer some of the best bike trails around.
They're high alpine, big backcountry rides that don't exist anywhere else in the state and frankly don't exist, I think, in the rest of the region.
But as Representative Mike Simpson's bill to preserve the area passed the U.S. House last week, Stevenson saw the likelihood of her riding those trails in the future start to slip away. Mountain biking isn't allowed in wilderness areas. That's why Stevenson and her organization have been working to designate a Boulder White Clouds National Monument instead. Unlike a wilderness area, monuments don't take an act of Congress, but rather the president. She says the recent momentum in Washington came down to politics.
There's some Idahoans, in particular our delegation, that were not excited to see President Obama use his executive order.
Stevenson says mountain bikers stand to lose access to about two dozen trails. For KBSX News, I'm Frankie Barnhill.